Welcome to the Breaking News Show by eTurbo News. For more episodes, go to breakingnewsshow.com. Stay tuned for the latest. Uruguay's wine evolution. From Jesuit missionaries to sommeliers. In the lush tapestry of Uruguay's history, the seeds of viticulture and enology were sown by Jesuit missionaries in the 15th century. However, it wasn't until the late 18th century that these seeds blossomed into a thriving wine industry. Navigating through the turbulent waters of the late 1800s to the 1930s, Uruguay's wine landscape weathered the storms of phylloxera, the Great Depression, and the tumultuous events of World War II. Phylloxera, a relentless foe, attacked grapevine roots, causing widespread destruction and the loss of invaluable grapevine varieties. The recovery of the industry was resilient, requiring years of replanting with resistant rootstocks and more suitable grape varieties. The economic tempest of the Great Depression, 1929 to 1939, further tested the mettle of Uruguay's wine industry. As global economic downturns contracted consumer spending, the wine market felt the impact both domestically and internationally. World War II, 1939 to 1945, disrupted trade, diverting resources toward war efforts and leaving an indelible mark on Uruguay's wine production. In the late 19th century, the burgeoning wine industry found an ally in immigrants from the Basque and Italian regions. Notably, Don Pascual Herrig, a visionary Basque immigrant, left an enduring imprint by introducing the French Tannat grape to Uruguay in 1870. This decision laid the foundation for Tannat to emerge as Uruguay's signature grape variety. The mid-20th century witnessed another pivotal moment with the introduction of the Albano grape variety by immigrants from the Galician region of Spain in 1954. This infusion of diverse grape varieties added richness and diversity to Uruguay's winemaking tapestry. A diplomatic pour. Mercosur Free Trade Agreement, 1991. The unfolding of a new chapter in Uruguayan wine history coincided with the Mercosur Free Trade Agreement in 1991. Linking Argentina, Brazil, Paraguay, and Uruguay, the agreement championed the free movement of goods, services, and factors of production between countries. However, the specter of potential domination by Brazil and Argentina loomed large due to their lower production costs. In response, Uruguay undertook a strategic overhaul, elevating the quality of its wines and intensifying marketing efforts to spotlight its unique terroir and grape varieties. This bold move carved a distinctive niche for Uruguayan wines on the international stage. Grapes of distinction. Uruguay's Vinous Symphony. Uruguay's climate, extended growing season, and distinctive soils provide an ideal canvas for the Tannat grape to achieve unparalleled ripeness, an accomplishment challenging even in southwestern France. International consultants, masters of vineyard alchemy, have softened Tannat's formidable tannins through techniques like micro-oxygenation and barrel aging. The result is a Tannat wine that is not only complex but also approachable at an earlier stage compared to its French counterpart. Tannat wines from Uruguay dance on the palate, revealing intricate flavors of black fruits, from blackberry to black currant. Influenced by oak treatment, these wines may tantalize with notes of chocolate or espresso. Tannat, reigning over approximately one quarter of Uruguay's vineyards, shares the spotlight with white varieties like Chardonnay, Sauvignon Blanc, Albarino, and Viognier. Strategic Symphony. Classification and regulations. In 1988, the Uruguayan government entrusted the Instituto Nacional de Vitivinicultura, INAVI, with overseeing the wine industry. INAVI's mission was clear: enhance wine quality and cultivate export markets. The proactive stance continued in 1989 with initiatives to promote Uruguayan wines globally. A groundbreaking moment arrived in 1993 when Uruguay became the first South American nation to enact a prohibition on using prestigious wine region names on domestic labels, reinforcing its commitment to authenticity. The Vinos de Calidad Preferente, VCP, wine classification system, established in 1993, further exemplifies Uruguay's dedication to quality. Crafted from Vitis vinifera grapes, VCP wines boast an alcohol by volume, ABV, content ranging from 8.6% to 15%. These wines, packaged in 750 milliliters or smaller glass bottles, are classified into two tiers: Vino Commune, VC, representing table wines and rosé varieties being predominant. Uruguay's Vinous Tapestry, distinctive attributes. Nestled in a space comparable to the state of Wisconsin, Uruguay, with its population akin to Connecticut's, holds a unique European heritage courtesy of pioneers from Italy and Spain. The country's geographic advantage, favorable climate, and diverse terrain, coupled with hydropower resources, form a potent backdrop. A dense hydrographic network supports agriculture, complemented by a well-educated workforce, distinctive land infrastructure, and the tannic grape, signaling Uruguay's potential to become a major player in the global wine arena. Present triumphs and future enophilic horizons. Uruguay currently boasts approximately 5,000 hectares of vineyards, home to 180 to 250 predominantly family-owned wineries. The metropolitan region hosts the majority, with a notable subset prioritizing high-quality wines and possessing international export capacity. Comparable in size to Bordeaux's Saint-Emilion and slightly smaller than California's Alexander Valley, Uruguay's wine regions showcase a mosaic of maritime climate and terroir marked by granite soil. The landscape unfolds with mountainous, high-elevation vineyards and desert vineyards, benefiting from abundant rainfall influenced by the Atlantic Ocean. Uruguayans, distinguished as the world's per capita wine consumption leaders, sip an impressive average of 24 liters annually. While domestic demand remains a focus, Uruguay's wine production is expanding its reach to international markets, with Brazil leading in exports. Emerging markets include the United Kingdom, Sweden, Germany, Belgium, and the United States. International wine experts herald Uruguay's ascent in the global wine industry, fueled by wineries joining the Uruguay Sustainable Viticulture Program. This program champions traceable, environmentally friendly practices, signaling a trajectory where Uruguay's wines are poised to ascend further in quality and prominence on the global stage. A symphony of success awaits as Uruguay, with a visionary blend of tradition and innovation, crafts a legacy in the world of wine. Copyright Dr. Eleanor Gerley. This copyright article, including photos, may not be reproduced without written permission from the author. Thank you for listening. Watch and listen to more episodes on breakingnewsshow.com.